Welcome back. You're on to the third stage in the engage step of using value as a powerful growth tool. This is the step which is about really validating whether what you think is valuable to your clients is really what they think is valuable. It's a really interesting step as well because it's one that most advisors often skip over when it comes to putting their value story together and developing it. And yet, it's also one of the most important steps if you want to get this really right. This step, the whole validate component, is about putting yourself in the minds of the client and understanding how they think, how they feel, how they behave, but importantly, what they believe makes you so valuable. Because I ask you, how good are you at reading your clients' minds? I'd say most of you are not that good, although I know there's some guys out there who think they can read us girls' minds. However, because none of us have that magic laser beam that can look inside what someone's thinking, there's only one other way of finding out, and that's to ask them. So this step really is about going out there and asking clients what they value, what you should do more of, what you should do less of, maybe what you should start doing, maybe what you should stop doing. I'm going to call it a survey because a survey is really easy to understand. However, I like to think of it more as gathering really meaningful feedback and insight into what's going on in your clients' minds. Okay, one of the tools that you can use is, of course, a survey tool. But I'm not talking about a client satisfaction survey. It's not really about how happy are they with your response to their queries or how happy are they with how good the coffee is. Okay. It's about what are the things that you're currently doing or not doing that you need to do differently or do more of or reshape or bring to the table in a different light. So there's a couple of reasons why you do this. The first reason, of course, is that you get that really valuable feedback and insight that right now you might be guessing. The second thing is, it's really important that if you're going to be making any changes in your business, that you have a really great means for positioning that change. And there's no better means than saying, as a result of the feedback that you gave us, we've heard and we're now making this change. Far more compelling than, you know, we've just come off the back of the government who's changed legislation and FOFA has meant that our compliance risk is blah, 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 blah. Clients don't care about that. However, they do want to be heard and they want to know that if you've asked them what they should be doing or what they think you should be doing, that you're doing something about it. Let me put it to you. How do you feel when someone asks for your opinion? Pretty good, hey? But how do you feel when they not only ask for your opinion, you do something about it? Feels pretty cool. It's no different to your clients. However, if you do ask them for their opinions and their feedback and their insight, you've also got to let them know what you're doing with it. So, for those of you who haven't done it for a long time, or those of you who have never done it, this is the time to get out there and ask your clients for what they value. What are the things that they feel are working and what's not working? Now, you can do it through an annual survey or through an electronic survey that you do every now and then. Maybe you want to pick up the phone and ask them that way. Maybe it's something more formal that you add at the end of every review or progress meeting. Whatever you do, it's about gathering that intel and their views and their insights. And that is the only way to know what someone's thinking. So I did this activity with an advice business not that long ago, actually, and it was quite funny some of the feedback that came through. So at the end of every year, they would send those flimsy paper diaries, you know, the ones that you get at the back of a magazine around Christmas time. And they would get their logo stamped on it and they'd put all the important dates into it and they'd send it off to their clients. The thing is though, that their target market was senior corporate executives of financial services businesses. So I would have thought that most of those type of clients had some sort of electronic diary, you know, whether it's an iPhone or an Apple or PDF, an iPad, computer, whatever it might be. So I was really curious why you would send a senior corporate executive of a financial services company a flimsy paper diary. So when I asked the principal the question, why are you doing this? Do you know what he said? We get them for free. Boom, boom. Not good enough. Because by the way, if you sent me one of those flimsy paper diaries, I'd be thinking, do you not really understand me? Another business that we did it with as well, what they used to do is send their clients at Christmas time a polo shirt with their logo on it. You know, those embroidered polo shirts? And when the feedback came back, the client said, I don't want another oil rag. What I want is for you to walk me to the lift after every appointment. Because you know, when you walk into the lift, that last couple of minutes, that's where you can get some gold nuggets and really strengthen a relationship. So, unless you can read your clients' minds, this is a really, really important step when it comes to building your value story. Think about all of the questions that you want answers to if you could get inside the minds of the type of clients that you've got or that you want more of. And they're the questions that should form your survey. Okay? Keep it short, keep it sweet, make it really easy, but just do it. Good luck.